sort of where he speaks about the whole world was kol machshavar kashpach l'chvoidei broi, and he says therefore it's impossible that something can come out from echad u'kinegdoi, and then he continued to say daftal of nafei that the kadosh baruch hu is the emtza ha'olam, and everything else is the everything else is ki'ilu, it goes out from kvodo and so on and so forth. I want to speak a little bit about this on to be mevar two nekudos. One is the musig of the kvodoi. The he says everything Klai Yisrael was created for kvodoi. Kol mashabar kadosh baruch hu l'chvodei broi. Shnem kol shem l'chvodei broi. See the tzav of hazizah. I want to explain it. It's a side point in a certain sense, but it's a point that's written enough times that it's important to get a sense of it. When we say everything created for kadosh baruch hu is kavod, what does that mean? It sounds quite jarring, especially when you say it in English that everything is for God's glory. A bus of a dumb. The only music we have of kavod is that a bus of a dumb craves kavod. It's sort of a variation on attention, like everybody says, "Oh, how nice, how wonderful, how good, how fine." That's certainly chas v'shalom klapei kadosh baruch hu. And then we have the musik of kavod, where you stand up for somebody, or you mechabed somebody, which is also not that clear what you're doing, but certainly in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are we coming from? And it's a very fundamental thing. We say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. So I want to just explain the musik of kavod. The musik of kavod is not only a frum musik, it's something that it's innate. People understand that there's a musik of kavod. Whenever you have something which is it's not a physical reality, but rather it's non-tangible, spiritual, so we try to reflect it in a physical way in order to give it tangibility. For instance, if I say that so-and-so is an extremely accomplished person, so-and-so is extremely chashiv for whatever reason, the reflection of that is in this yachsos of everything around it. So just like if a place is dangerous, I put up a big skull and bones and red signs and so on to give you the sense of its danger that's not palpable. Let's say you have radiation. You can't feel it, you can't see it, you can't smell it. You try to project it with something that's more tangible, something visual or audible or whatever. When you have something that's not tangible in a positive sense, the schiachsus to it gives you the sense of it in this world. It's to take that which is ethereal in terms of what it is and make it concrete and part of this world. So if just like a melech, the huha around the melech is the reflection of how great and how chashiv and how important he is. When we machshiv Torah or mitzvah bidna, like the Gemara says, the kavod is that. Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the same musik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not part of the tangible world. But the reality is, the emes is that Meloi Chol HaAretz Kvodoi. So the Meloi Chol HaAretz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reflect it by its kavod. In the makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be approachable, that Mokom has a Mokom with dinim of kavod and so on and so forth. That is kavod. So kavod yisvarach means our job is l'kavod yitzartif means I've created it in order to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu sibus. When Klal Yisrael is mesiaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu with yiras hakavod, and the world sees it and understands it, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a tangible presence in this world. That's Kvodei. The Umas HaOlam, by moving away from it, the Dal of Malchis move away from it, they're taking away from it. I want to add one Kanesh to it. That's the Musik of Kavod as always. The way he explains it over here, that he says, Amzu Yatsarti, Lit, Hilosi Saperu, so Klal Yisrael that is one is connected to Kvod Shemayim, and those ones that come out from it, come out of it, So the pshat is specifically the area in which the poigim in Kavod Shamayim is in the area of Echad. And that's something that needs also a hezbo. I mean, we used to all sorts of chir from Giruf about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes exists, doesn't know, all those things. But the musik that Echad is a topic of chshivas in pronouncing this kavod as not a kavod is something that needs a hezbo. Any time you give chshivas to something else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's b'teiras, it's something else also. Any time when I dislocate the musig, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the etzim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there I'm poigim in echad. So any time the malchias pulled it in one side, each direction is a pulling away from emtza. In other words, we're taking the world as four pieces. We're taking the world as chatichos, chatichos, evarim, evarim. That becomes hipokvot shemayim. So it's not directly where they say bad about HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the mechayev megadif. It's any time you move away that there's a control of the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already becomes a nitur from that. Okay, let's see the next paragraph on hey. Umitzad hachisoyin hazeh. Shahoya bebriya omdu dald malchis elu shalok hamachis miyisrael. So these four malchias are malchias that took from Klai Yisrael their malchias, and they represent the four possibilities of going away from Klai Yisrael when they're betokfai. They center the world on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael sits on Emsoi Shel Olam, and they say that the world focuses on one point, and that point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malchias that took over from Klal Yisrael, and he later on speaks that these malchias are all dafka, had to come away from Klal Yisrael. They all had to take malchias from Klal Yisrael. They moved in the other direction they took from Klal Yisrael, and they made it a thing itself. I want to give one example, just to sharpen the example of what we mean, taken away from Echad, and so on and so forth. Let's focus specifically with Yovan, because that's Pasha Yonah Yoyma. When a person says, when you speak about there being a collision between Chochmah's Chutz and Torah, so the very fact that I can see it as two separate entities fighting with each other is already wrong. In other words, I'm already in saying that there are two things. Chachma says one thing, Torah says another thing. Ki'ilu that there are separate things. The I don't need to be kofer in Torah in order for it to become a problem. All I need to say is it is valid in its own right. It has validity in itself. So let's give a mashal. In a country that we consider civilized with a form of government that's democratic, etc. Imagine that the president or the prime minister or whoever it is that's in charge says X, and a minister of the particular thing that says he'll think about it. And he says he also agrees to it, and it's valid because he agrees to it. For instance, let's say the president would say he heard the Supreme Court's decision, and he thinks it's a reasonable decision, therefore he's going to carry it out. That itself is as unconstitutional as get. But he agrees, he says they're right, and he's going to do it cheerfully. But the answer is, you are under... As far as a psak of the Supreme Court goes, you're under it. And you're not independent in a position that you can agree with it. Chachma is, if Chachma is a separate entity, even if it agrees 100% with Torah, but the fact that you're saying there's two baladvarim in itself is a sira. And in a certain sense, the musig of quote unquote academic freedom, it sounds good, but the problem with it is in the sense that it has a validity in its own right. And even if it becomes a kiyum on everything else in Torah, that itself is a problem. Because then you're saying there are other elements and they have to work and they cooperate with each other. The mitzias is it can't be that the Bira Olam created the world and the world came to us in different levels, that the bottom level, if you planted wheat, then what grows is can't be barley. You can't say, isn't it interesting? I planted wheat, it grew wheat, and when I cut it, it's wheat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a world in its most primal form that's called Torah. As it took on more substance and it expressed itself physically, that became biology, that became the world. So it's not the pshat, do they agree with each other? The question is, how does that sheirish express itself? But there's no way around it. So the fact that it became a metzias in its own right, as an independent agency, that in itself became a stira. So it's not the prat that because in prat A it disagreed, in prat B it disagreed, in prat C it disagreed. The fact that it's two rishuyos, that's what it is. It's totally independent. Let's take an example. If you ask ourselves the right for a person to intervene in a medical issue, in helping somebody who's sick, why? How? So one approach is Rabbanim are Rabbanim, doctors are doctors. The Rabbanim take care of when you say Yalav Yavei, the doctors take care of when to give aspirin, and that's it. So, and a lot of times they work together, hand in hand. Doctor finishes his job, the rabbi takes over and does Levaya, whatever it is. It's a very cooperative. But the emes is, it's because the Torah said V'rapa Yirapa. The Torah said that of Pe'ulos Ha'olam, Refuah is one of the Pe'ulos of person, and that's why it's valid to be a Merapeh. It's something that's a Toitzah of a Sheirish. And if it's other than that, then it becomes, there are no two Rishuyos. And that works in the Sheirish, he says. Because the Bria has four sides, the minute I say there are four sides, I'm speaking not about the center point where all the sides are one. In the very Nekudem Tzoyes, east, south, west, and north are the same thing. When a person is standing in the center point, it's as east as it is west, as it is north, as it is south. The minute once the Rebbe Shlomo described the world as a point within something, as a bria within something, so that studim are the makom and the mele that could come a malchus that will say north is something and one will say south, one will say koyach is something, one will say chachma is something, one will say avodah zarah is something, and so on. The elu malber malchus shenoch lamachs miyisrael he mevatlin kvod yisparach v'elam azeh tachtim. These four malchus are mevatel the kvodin, and specific for this nekuda, the nekuda of Hashem being echad, of all the pieces being branches of a common denominator, that's where they split apart. Ki af yimotze bem dvar ma, shenoysen kovid l'shmoy yisparach moshe yisbaya, haloi loy me uktsom v'loy me dufshom Hashem yisparach hafetz. So, ki ika kvodoy mashu yisparach echad v'lo mevein zolosoy, v'dov azeh marti umes. It says like this: all the Ummas Olam are a harkava of two inyanim. So each Ummas Olam carries in itself a certain nekuda that does have emes to it, that does have shayches HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechreach. Because if you're moving left or right or up or down from the center point, you have a siachsus to the center point, and that's still part of what you're projecting. But you also have the richuk in you. So even though every Ummah has a Metzias that in a certain aspect. It's a hemshach kilu. It has sechesed. On that we say leimuksam dufsham. It's a famous lashon chazal that just like a bee, you tell them sometimes like a person tells the bee, I don't want the sting and I don't want the honey. Here also, even though they give a kavod Hashem Yisbarach, but he says ikka kvoidem Hashem Yisbarach echad by lo mevein zulasei. So let's say Chochma comes along and says, ah, Chochma spoke, and Chochma says HaKadosh Baruch was great and fantastic, and so on and so forth. So mitzad the teichen, oh, it's very, very supportive of HaKadosh Baruch, it's very good. But the very fact that Chochma set itself aside as its own is hepech kvoide. So to use something which is b'mehusay, it has been menatic itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To use the chelik of it, we say that in the big picture, it's loy mochtzah on the Rufshim. I don't need the Toiv Shavoy, I don't need the Rav Shavoy. Because what's the use of the Shevach that you give if the Tzura of giving the Shevach is telling us something else also? So Lemashal. Let's give that same example. Let's say you have a prime minister, president, whatever it is, and the person, let's go back to the same example. Let's say the president got up and he said, I think the Supreme Court's psak is very good, I fully agree with it, and I'm going to implement it really well. So it's nice that he's implementing it. There is an akuda what he's agreeing with, but in the bigger picture, it's much worse. So in Umas Olam, betur these ma'ochias, in as much as they agreed and they're moisiv something, but the megareh in the big picture. Klal Yisrael's mohus is that all the pieces come together. Klal Yisrael is the nekuda that all the different pieces of the bria come together. So Klal Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael's mohus. We're the only ones, he says like this, all the other Umas Olam contribute to Kvod Shemayim in a very, very side way. This one speaks about Yoifi, and there's an Inyan where it's Mois of that. This one speaks about Chochma, this one speaks about Malchus. But all of these are pieces where the Kavod is less than that, than the the one who, so just like, let's go back to the example of the Supreme Court. The person who says, well, if the Supreme Court said so, they're the ones that have the right to decide if the law is constitutional or not, or whatever it is, that's the person that affirms it for what it is. The only covet HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's worth being mesiachus to is the covet of Hashem Echad. So the only covet Klal Yisrael's mohus is their ability to say everything is subsumed under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing has validity but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the pieces came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only shevach that is the Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that carries the full message. Masha'in Kain, every time you find an inyan with which to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not going to be a real Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he says, Amzi Yatzati Tilosi Saperu, he's bothered by Kasha, Mal is burning a certain Kasha. Everything, the whole world was created Kvod Shemayim. So what does it mean, Klai is created Kvod Shemayim? The Torah says the Kavod, as like we said before, which means expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs in the world, comes about, you have to use your kelim to express that kavod. The Umas Olam, especially the Malchias, they all have certain nekudas that they can reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. So that's nice, but the very fact that they don't see themselves under HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bigger hafkor from kavod than whatever inyan they affirm with their mohus. Masha'en Kein, Klal Yisrael, whose entire mitzias is, when they're toiv, is that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch in the world, they're the ones that can be, they're the ones that can be Tilosi Saperu. We'll see tomorrow, there's another piece here where he speaks about Klal Yisrael itself. The structure of Klal Yisrael internally has in itself a certain reflection of Echad, and we'll see that tomorrow, Mr. Shem.